University.
Hello, you are listening to Extra Extra, URN's comedy news show, in which we are taking a slightly more unorthodox look at the biggest news stories of the week. I'm Mella, and joining me today it's Abby Houseman, whose debut appearance on Extra Extra last week has gone down so well with my mum that you've been invited back for another show.
I thank her muchly for this another opportunity to be on Extra Extra. I'm very excited about it. I've got some excellent news stories coming up.
Yes, but, I feel like we need to preface this show by saying I haven't really followed the news this week. I'm aware of stuff that's happened, but I have no information. No. So Abby, bless her, not only is she a stand-in on the show, who has now apparently become a regular panellist, but she's also now our designated researcher. Yeah. So Abby has sent me a list of stories to talk about, which I'm going to ask her questions about.
Yeah. So hopefully I know my stuff, otherwise this is going to be a very short episode of Extra Extra, or we're going to have to be extra funny to make up for our lack of knowledge.
When I say that we're taking a slightly more unorthodox look at the news, I really mean it.
Yes.
And on that note, in the past week, a lot of big things going on,
yeah.
I've been told. One of which is...
Apparently some stuff has happened.
Some stuff has happened. Yeah, some big stuff has happened in the last week since we last recorded the show. We record on Mondays to be released on Wednesday. So some stuff happened in that time, which we're not going to talk about now.
Hey.
One of the things we actually mentioned in last week's episode was the fact that it was at that point coming up to the centenary of women first getting the vote. That was the 6th of February, I think.
Yes. We marked it by going, have we already missed it? I don't know. Let's talk about the Spice Girls instead.
Yes.
And then went down a rabbit hole with them.
If you haven't heard last week's show, you can find it on Audio Boom. Just search for it alongside this episode. Some stuff happened. Hopefully we'll be more on track this week.
Yeah.
I doubt we will.
No.
But yeah, so we hadn't missed the centenary of women gaining the vote.
I know you were all worried about it. You were like, guys, what if Extra Extra has missed the centenary? What would happen?
Couldn't sleep at night, panicking about whether Extra Extra have missed their opportunity to cover the fact that some women at some time...
Got
some opportunities to vote. We haven't missed it. It was the 6th of February. Which was last...
Don't ask me about days. Last week at some point.
Last week. Some point last week. Check a calendar. Any thoughts on suffrage?
It's good. I enjoy having it. I wouldn't, though, technically us two are here today on the show, but we wouldn't have got the vote 100 years ago.
No, I think this is my issue with it. The women getting the vote. Big news.
Really great.
Amazing.
Big step forward.
You know, changing the landscape of politics in Britain. Neither of us would have been able to vote because
nope.
You had to be at least 31, essentially middle class.
Yeah.
Which rules me out on both counts.
Yeah, hello. Too. So I'm happy about it, but also like I'm glad we've moved on so that we get the vote. And I hope that we keep making progress. And then there's like a ding noise because, yeah. Thank you.
Moving on.
That's all I'm going to say.
Covering women's suffrage. Been 100 years since women got the vote. Good on women.
Yay.
While we're on the topic of women, actually, how has Lana Del Rey been spending her past week?
Very scared, probably. Last week, as we finished recording, we arrived home to the news that Lana Del Rey was part of a kidnapping attempt. She's fine. I just want to make it clear now. She's okay.
At time of recording, she's fine.
At time of recording, she's fine.
I mean, at time of recording last week, she hadn't been kidnapped.
Yeah.
At time of recording this week, she had been attempted to be kidnapped, but seems to be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? By the time it gets released, maybe she's dead. Maybe she's president of the world.
I mean, those are two extremes. I'm really excited to see Lana Del Rey.
There's been a lot of death in my day-to-day. Not personally. Every... text we use in the seminar I've just come from involved a child dying.
Ooh,
so it's like been very much
dark
ingrained in my mind. So
okay.
if I suddenly go like very morbid,
yeah.
For instance, suggesting that Lana Del Rey may have died.
I think we've hit that point.
Excellent.
I think we may
early
have sailed
on,
past it and we are now cruising towards like genuine like depression.
Ran out of boating metaphors, yes. There, did you?
They're not as easy as you may expect.
Lana Del Rey may have been kidnapped, not dead, we hope.
Yes.
At time recording, she's okay. Just quite, like, teary and shaken up about
it. She's continuing her American tour at the moment.
Anyone who doesn't know, could you briefly explain who Lana Del Rey is?
Lana Del Rey is a singer, most famous for video games. That was her breakout.
Oh, I thought you were going to say her most famous song was Born to Die, which is true. I'm sorry, I've talked about death, and then the one song that I know that she did... It's called Born to Die. Topical.
Is it?
No.
No.
When was it released?
Like 2015? 2016?
No. I was at secondary school.
2014?
No.
Okay.
New feature on Extra Extra. When was Lana Del Rey's song Born to Die released? We need to get the boys from Year in Review in here.
Yeah, they'd be really good at this. Well, would they? They wouldn't know this.
I've just typed Born into Google on my phone, and the first two entries it suggests are two songs by Bon Jovi. We Weren't Born to Follow and Born to Be My Baby.
I'm not surprised.
So sorry. I'm so sorry, Abby. Okay, so new feature on Extra Extra. When was Lana Del Rey's song Born to Die released?
And the answer is...
2012!
Hey! So I was getting there.
Last year of year 11. It was January 2012, so it'd been in the heydays of saying goodbye to secondary school and about to venture out into the big wide world of sixth form.
Lana Del Rey, she is a singer. Most famous for...
Oh, trying to get back on topic now, are we?
Trying.
Excellent.
She's most popular for video games. That was like her breakout song. Born to Die was also
a big
song.
I just want to be credited with my limited knowledge. I don't know as much about Lana Del Rey as I did about the Spice Girls. So Lana Del Rey, she's a singer, and seemingly there was a kidnapping attempt on her.
Yes. Happened in Orlando in Florida, which is one of the stops on her tour. And then basically, I shouldn't laugh. But basically, a guy tweeted out, like, quite a threatening tweet. Kind of very creepy. It was, I want to see my queen on Friday, and from that day forward, our decisions will be as one. Which, actually, me and Ella, we had subscribed to a thing called BookBub, which sends us really, like, cheesy YA literature. And that sounds exactly like some of the descriptions we read.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine vampires, I imagine time travel, I imagine, like, just, like, weird rituals, but, like, the protagonist is kind of ditzy and has no idea what's going on. Like, it's very in BookBub tradition.
I mean, I've just opened, while you were talking there, I've just opened today's email from BookBub.
Indeed.
Having not looked at anything today. We so far have Servant of the Forest. Orphan Arabella yearns to go to the palace ball and meet the prince, but her stepmother forbids it. Can she find a way to attend and save the prince from a curse?
That's Cinderella mixed with Sleeping Beauty. I think you may have some copyright issues there, my friend.
The Extraction. In this razor-sharp thriller, ex-FBI criminal profiler Decimus Farr has exactly 24 hours to find his fiancé, and each new clue takes him further from the truth.
Decimus
Farr.
You can't be an FBI agent. That is the most, like, obvious name. Like, of like, this guy must be up to something. Like, you never trust a Decimus.
My personal favourite, though, has to be The Awesome. Hang on. To get her licence for hunting monsters, Maggie has to lose her virginity.
What?
She's fought ghosts, goblins and ectoplasmic terrors, but nothing compares to the horrors of dating.
See, now, I mean, questions with this.
So this episode is probably going to be going out on Valentine's Day. I'm sure no one is describing that. Even if you're alone. The horrors of dating.
The horrors of dating.
The horrors of dating.
Are very much like hunting monsters,
yes,
unfortunately.
We've all been there.
Looking through some Tinder profiles. Maybe it is a horror. I don't know.
But are you on Tinder?
No. Okay. But I thought I'd make the joke.
That'd be...
culturally relevant.
What more can you ask for here at Extra Extra? We go above and beyond.
We make up stuff. Anything
not
for
about
the comedy.
The news.
Not about the news.
Just... these things actually happen. That's what makes it worse. Lana Del Rey, going to be kidnapped. Wasn't kidnapped,
no.
Should say.
And so he sent this weird tweet, and police have reported that without they were tipped off that this was going to happen. They arrested the guy. Lana was fine, performed the show, and then moved on with the tour. They said, reportedly said, authorities might have been unaware of the threat posed if they hadn't had this tip-off. But he had a knife! Surely you're not going to let that go into, like, the stage area. You ain't going to be like, yeah, you go on with your huge knife in your pocket that you're going to use to kidnap a woman. Like, come on, guys.
It's becoming more and more like a book bub.
Yeah.
E-book. Is that a huge knife in your pocket or are you just pleased to see me?
And he's like, oh. And they're like, ah, no, go on.
Then he panics. He's so scared by the horrors of dating. He goes, oh, I don't know what to do. Kidnapping! That's the way!
But yeah.
See, because I...
It seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah. My first comment about this, I haven't thought a lot about kidnapping. The awkward thing about that is I have thought a lot about kidnapping. I don't want to make light of the fact that this girl was almost kidnapped.
No.
That is bad.
We are very happy that she's all right.
Like, URN, an extra extra, and myself would like to all say, kidnapping is bad, don't do it.
Yeah.
But I do have a kind of weird interest in it, and... Like, you can get these sort of, package deals where, like, you pay a certain amount of money and you get, like, a kidnapping experience. And I remember, like, when these, like, first came out, all my friends were going, who on earth would want that to happen? And I remember, like, that sounds so cool. That sounds amazing.
Like, birthday.
Well, this is the thing. So if I ever end up getting kidnapped...
I'm just going to be assuming
it's a birthday present or something. I'll be like, okay. Who sent you? Was it Abby? Oh, I bet it was Abby, wasn't it?
Honestly. You've even got a knife. Oh, like the thing.
Like the story with Lana Del Rey.
Funny.
That's nice. It's like topical.
Nice touch there,
exactly.
Izzy.
So I'm like
very worried about this.
Sometimes I'll be walking alone at night and think, oh, you see, perfect opportunity to be kidnapped.
You just see unmarked vans and you walk towards them and everyone's like, Ella, no, come back.
I'm just going to go and see. There might be a like cool kidnapper in here.
Like, oh.
Obviously, if my mum's listening to this, I don't do that.
No. She's very safe. She's a junior road safety officer. She would never do that.
Damn straight I was. Still have the badge. I mean...
She wears it all the time. She's got high vis on. She is...
I'll admit, the junior road safety officer position was more to do with, like, hey, road safety, crossing the road, not stay away from strangers.
But all advice is good advice. Well, no, it's not.
If we're saying all advice is good advice, here's the one thing. The one thing, if you forget everything else we talk about on this episode, take this with you. Knives are not a good piece of equipment for kidnapping.
No.
I don't see why it would help.
It wouldn't be my weapon of choice.
What would be your weapon of choice, Abby?
I don't know. A lasso. I don't know. I haven't put as much thought about it into this as you. Although I think I put more thought of it than Michael Hunt did, who was the man who tried to kidnap Lana Ray. But yeah, knife is just going to get confiscated even if you make it into the venue. It just doesn't make sense to me. Also, there's so much security these days. Like, you just, come on, man. But also, this isn't the first time that Lana Ray's nearly been kidnapped.
Wait, what?
Someone in 2016, a 19-year-old named Zachary Self, was sentenced to nearly 3 months in prison after breaking into her home.
What kind of
I don't know. I don't know why she attracts these, like, strange people who are clearly just, like... And also,
definitely a book bub story.
She needs better security. Like, oh my god.
This is definitely a book bub story. She is some sort of supernatural creature, and these are like enemy creatures trying to defeat her, and eventually someone will kidnap her who is actually a good guy and they'll fall in love.
He's a good guy but with like a dark past.
Of course. Called like Blake Dark.
Yes.
Blake Dark, and he's incredibly muscular and she's so unused to the horrors of dating that she falls in love with him.
They save the world by defeating some evil time-traveling super monster.
Yeah. I think that succinctly covered Lana Del Rey's kidnapping.
I mean, it covered it in some way.
Big news stories of the week, everybody. So, after the huge story that was Lana Del Rey's almost kidnapping by what we can only presume is some, like, alien time-travelling creature from space, what other news story of the week has been absolutely out of this world?
This is, of course, the Falcon Heavy, which is the rocket that Elon Musk's SpaceX company sent up into space, and part of it landed again, which is very exciting as a scientific discovery. The other bit was the rocket bit, which then sent a Tesla car into space, which is now playing Space Oddity by David Bowie over and over again into the universe. There's so much to unpack here.
Every element of this is just clearly a man who was like, either for a bet or because he thought it'd be funny, but like, yeah, you know what we should do? We should set a car, have a car in space with like a little astronaut in it.
This is what happened.
And then have it playing a song. That'd be so funny. Everyone was just like, there, go, you have a lot of money, so we're just going to agree with everything you say.
Elon Musk, he was the founder of PayPal. He sold it for $1.5 billion, I believe. And then he founded the car company Tesla, which do electric cars, and then SpaceX, which is where he wants to send passenger ships to Mars by 2028, I believe, which is ridiculous by all calculations, but this is part of his test trials to try and make that happen, guys. But they went surprisingly well.
I've just opened Elon Musk's Wikipedia page.
Yes.
Mainly because I'm like, I don't really know a lot about this guy. For a start, I will say he's only 46.
Yep.
I thought, in my head, he's at least 60.
But oh, no, he's 46. Quite young.
46? That's like twice my age.
Yeah.
He's so rich.
So rich.
What am I doing?
But then again, like...
Recording a comedy news show, which we talk about YA versions of kidnappings.
But then again, there's loads of people who are actually our age right now that are also billionaires. So
I mean, that's
make you feel a bit worse.
Kick me while I'm down, Abby. Blake Dark, come and rescue me.
And he kept swooping through talks.
In his time travel.
He definitely would have, like, an unbuttoned shirt as well for no reason whatsoever.
Oh,
I'm
no.
invested into this character.
He would not have an unbuttoned shirt, but for some reason he would keep finding excuses to take off his shirt.
Yes.
Like, for no reason. We're clearly on the run from, like, the bad guys going through, like, a forest or something. Like,
he gets, like, one scratch. He's like, well, this is ruined. Off it goes.
Stripping stuff off constantly.
Like, for God's sake, man, we've got to cross the border.
Blake, what are you doing? Just, well... That shirt, that satin shirt, had a scratch and it wasn't feeling so smooth against my nice muscular skin.
Oh.
Blank time there for a second.
Your eyes just suddenly glazed over. It's like you became the character. This is so exciting.
I really identify with Blake Dark.
But yes, Elon Musk.
No. Forget the news for a second. For a start, if anyone at any point writes a character called Blake Dark, I want copyright.
You want royalties. Please and thank
just,
you.
Just like a message, thanks to Abby and Ella at Extra Extra, that insightful show.
Yeah.
But then also, like, Elon Musk, South African-born Canadian-American business magnate.
Yeah, that's a lot of nationalities he's got.
What?
He's been married...
I don't know anything about this man.
He's like, he's very clever. He's PhD level, obviously, considering, and he's a very good businessman. He's also quite eccentric and quite...
You don't say. The man who just sent a car into space with a little astronaut in it playing Space Oddity. Him. He's a bit eccentric.
Will it also surprise you that he's quite alpha male and quite domineering? Shocking,
I know. Takes off his mask and reveals... Blake Dark.
Ah! Oh my God, that's the conspiracy theory.
We work out it's him when he keeps taking his shirt off.
Like, Elon, for God's sake, man.
His dad was called Errol. Strong name.
Yeah.
Middle name is Reeve.
Oh, sorry. Sorry if your name is Reeve, but it's an involuntary reaction to that. Sorry.
I've never seen you so disgusted.
It's just Elon Reeve Musk. His name is not a good name, unfortunately.
It's like... You know on The Apprentice, when they have the task where they have to, like, create a product?
Yeah.
It's like they've been asked to create, like, a scented candle or something. They're like, musk. That kind of musky smell that we associate with Blake Dark. But we can't call it Blake Dark, because no one knows who he is. Elon.
Ooh.
Elon Musk.
And then they'd be doing, like, the... the train station bit, and everyone's like, I don't know what you're selling. I don't know what this is. And they're like, fine, okay, we've got to find another use for this. Find me a man. And they bring him in, and they're like, you are now Elon Musk. We're going to give you a load of money. Go. And this is what he's done with it.
I would like to also say, I'm heavily invested in The Apprentice as as a television show. Could not care less about any of the people on it, or like the job that they end up with, or now business plan. I just really like it as a television show. I think I would do incredibly well at the designing a product task.
Yeah.
Because I've had this idea for a brand of pesto that's got a little magician on it, and it's called Hey Pesto.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass.
Oh, day. That's such good branding.
You keep holding your hands up as if you go, hey.
That's what the magician would be doing.
It'd have to be a pesto-based challenge.
And in the advert, well, obviously, I'm not going to be there being like...
You've got one branding idea for one product. I still don't know whether or not you'll do very well.
They will go on and be like, yeah, so this year we're going to be selling a car. And I'm like, but guys, what about pesto? But like the advert that you create, it could be like a family sat down for tea, and the tea's really boring. Then this magician appears, because for some reason in adverts that's okay for a strange person to be in the house. And they have pesto, and he gets magic. There's like a puff of smoke. And it's like, hey pesto, and then they all enjoy the food.
Nice. Again, I could imagine that.
Again, if this ends up being on TV, I want copyright.
Okay.
Officially copyrighted. 2018. I don't know how you copyright stuff. I presume you just say copyright. That's how it works, right?
Is this you now wondering where your fortune's going to come from?
Yeah.
Because of Elon Musk. You're like, fine, here's all my ideas. If somebody make them happen, give me the money.
If I send this episode of Extra Extra to Elon Musk...
I think
at the very least, we can get sponsored by him. We've mentioned his name enough.
Yeah.
And I think we've been very positive about him.
Many of his companies and what he's been doing. Come on.
We deserve to be paid by Elon Musk. He's got money to spare.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's going to run out, is it? Well, he is trying to send people to space, so maybe he might.
Why is there this fascination with sending people to space? Like, I don't even want to go to America.
We've kind of run out of places. Like, we've kind of messed
up... To invade.
Yeah, we've kind of messed up Earth enough that we're like, we need another place to go. And so the closest one is Mars, because we've sent people to the moon, and now we're like... That's the next one. And, you know, scientific discovery and all that. Being an English
student. I like how that
went
second. That came second to we've invaded and messed up everywhere.
We need to go.
Also,
as English students,
like...
not bothered, really. Science, yes, good. You deal with that, other people. I don't know.
You've never sounded more like an English student. They're going, yes, yeah, science, good, you do that.
I'm happy for everyone, and I'm like, I know it's important, but I just don't understand. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever, so I just have to sit there and nod and be like, yes, Mars.
Do you think I could get a job working for Elon Musk as, like, music coordinator?
Yeah, I reckon it.
Because I've got a cracking playlist.
You'd have to hope he likes 80s rock.
And just all musicals 80s rock.
And Afrobeats.
I've such a thing for Afrobeats. It's really weird. But it's like, I've got, like, if I ever do go to America, I want to go on a road trip just because I've got a really good road trip playlist lined up in my head.
That'd be, you could go coast to coast. There you go.
But nothing would be better than seeing that little astronaut in the Tesla car going past the Earth, listening to Bon Jovi, Lost Highway.
That could be the next one. You can say, all right, next time you do this.
Elon, mate, right, Space Odyssey, too predictable. People like it, but we need branding. Hey, pesto.
You're like, okay, so you've done space. You've done internet banking. How about food? Think pesto. Hey, pesto. And then a magician appears because you've got Darren Brown involved somehow. And it's all great. My favourite thing about the story.
Oh, we're back to the actual news.
I'm just going to cycle back. I've got two favourite things. One, Falcon Heavy. Falcon, the most, like, bar eagle, the most American thing I've ever heard. And then, what is it? It's heavy, isn't it? Falcon Heavy. There we go. That's the branding.
But this is the thing, because I've realised that in our house, all our rooms are identified by type of room and then location. So we have the front room, the back room, the downstairs study, the upstairs study, the downstairs toilet, but then the bathroom.
So
we have the attic, and then we have the attic room, because it's next to the attic.
You're very, like, literal
so
in your...
I'm very much on board with a Falcon Heavy.
Rocket. Big. Like, that's the next one. And then they just do...
Space. Dark. It's Blake's brother. You said that Falcon's probably the most American thing, barring Eagles.
Yeah.
Bearing that in mind, why has there been call to say in the last week that the Eagles have landed?
Well, this is the exciting news that the Super Bowl happened, and it was the Eagles versus the Patriots, and the Eagles won for the first time ever. So well done to them.
Were you about to clap?
A little bit, but also
just
like...
Just like,
well done. I don't know much about American football.
You surprised me.
It's mainly about the adverts as a Super Bowl, with the biggest one being the...
Hey Pesto.
And then I think Avengers Infinity War. I think those are the two big ones that people are talking about at the moment.
Oh, I'm pretty sure hashtag Hey Pesto's been trending.
Yeah. You've seen it all over Twitter, and now you know where it's from.
You're welcome, guys. I've never eaten pesto in my life.
I've got a lot of questions about why you've got a pesto brand then.
I think you just came up with a conversation.
Oh, dear.
Copyright 2018. I like the fact that, you know, I mean, you literally just said that the Eagle is the most American thing you possibly think of. They were playing the Patriots. Like, wow, that's America trying to brand themselves as something.
America was like, you know, we can't have the Eagles versus, like, the Washington whatevers. Like, you need... Patriots.
Personally, I'm a big fan of the Washington whatevers. I think the alliteration in their name is really good.
Yeah, they're very underrated as a team. I'd like to see them, you know, hit some bigger targets, to be honest. What sport do the Washington whatevers play? Is it American football, or do they play, like, basketball?
Well, I mean, it would have been even more unlikely for them to be playing in the Super Bowl.
Baseball team has just rocked up. They're like, hey, we ordered the pitch. Like, we booked the pitch, like, a couple of weeks ago. So can we have a game as well? And they have both games playing simultaneously.
Abby, I'm not going to lie. Until, I say, about 10 minutes ago, I think in my head Super Bowl was a baseball game.
God love you. Wow. You have
But it's
if we had any American listeners, they have gone. They are possibly coming to the studio to hunt us down.
Why is there the word bowl in it? You bowl a baseball.
It's because I think it's the shape of the stadium, I assume.
Why do we play the bowl?
Because it's like stadium shapes, they're like bowl shaped. Also, I don't know.
What kind of bowl are they using? But it's like bowls aren't that. Like stadium, like think of the Stade de France.
Why called Super Bowl?
I mean, this is the kind of top level knowledge you get at extra. Abby googling the question and announcing that she's googling it as she does it. Why is it called the Super Bowl?
AFL, so American Football League founder.
I thought it was NFL,
the National Football League.
Seriously, America, you need to get your FLs in order.
It must have changed over. Are
they the same thing?
Yeah, I think they're the same thing.
I mean, I doubt that.
Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt jokingly referred to the proposed game as the Super Bowl after watching a group of kids play with a toy called a Super Bowl. The name
That makes no sense!
The name was consistent with college bowl games and became the permanent football championship moniker. America is the reason.
Okay, so apparently it's not baseball, it's American football.
It is indeed.
My bad. In other sporting news, what chilly event has taken the world by storm?
This is the Winter Olympics, everybody, which is taking place in Pyongyang,
Korea. You seem to start with such enthusiasm, and you got halfway through that sentence, and I'm like, I'm still going to say it with a kind of tone of voice that suggests enthusiasm, but like an actual sentiment of, I can't be bothered. It's the Winter Olympics, everybody.
I sound like I'm talking at a school assembly.
Good morning, Kim Jong-un.
Good morning, everyone. That's what you have to do when they...
Yeah, no, I didn't go to primary...
You look very confused at me.
I didn't go to primary school with Kim Jong-un. We had Good Morning, Mr. Schofield. Kim Jong-un was not the head teacher of my primary school. I mean, that
wasn't his gateway, was it?
That would have been an anecdote I wheeled out every week on Extra Extra if it had been so. Alas, not. Probably for the better. Mr. Schofield could play the piano. Kim Jong-un, as far as I'm aware, cannot.
One of the many differences.
One of the many differences.
But it is the biggest one. Biggest defining difference. Can play piano. Uncertain. A musical talent.
Point is,
Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics opened in Pyongyang in South Korea.
Yes.
And it was the first... I do know a little bit about this, because it was the first time that North Korea and South Korea have marched out together.
Yeah.
At the opening ceremony.
A huge moment in... this isn't going to be funny, but it's just a huge moment in world politics, because they... there's one telephone that connects North and South Korea.
And is it a can on either end of a piece of string?
And they've each got a treehouse, and they go, hey... Hey, Kim, are you there?
No, I'm practicing piano. Sorry, I'll be there in a second. I've got to beat that Mr. Scofield bloke from Lincoln.
Some girl in Extra Extra said, I can't play piano. And
how
I'm gonna
dare
prove
she?
Her wrong.
She sounded so confident about her pesto brand. I want her to support me too.
Hey, pesto.
Hey, pesto. What other pesto brands are there? Can you name me a single pesto brand? No, you can't. But if there was a brand called Hey Pesto, you'd be able to get that.
But yes, they so they walked out together to show solidarity, I think, between the two nations.
The Olympics is always a weird thing, because, believe it or not, not really that into sport. Who'd have thought? I'm not really like that into sport, but I always end up watching the Olympics thinking, yeah, oh, I'm not going to enjoy it. And then it's amazing. I love it.
Like, suddenly I have opinions on curling, which I never thought I'd have.
I still don't really understand the skiing, but like bobsleigh, that's always fun.
Oh yeah,
the luge, just fun to say. Four letter word takes about 10 letters to say. The luge, and you have to do the motion.
You do.
You have to like pretend you're in the luge.
Because everyone looks at that one and goes, I could do that. That looks really fun.
That's just lying, isn't it?
Yeah, you just got to go really fast, and it's great. And then it's essentially sledding, but like. At speeds
See,
of like 100 miles
good,
an hour.
I'm pretty good at tobogganing.
Oh.
I mean, humble brag, pretty good at tobogganing. I think I could do some of these sports.
2022. Keep your eyes on this developing new story.
You'll know it's me because I walk on, I've got a Hey Pesto magician on my shirt. The luge.
Do you want to talk about the speed skate?
Do you want to talk about the speed skate, Abby?
A little bit.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. The other event that happened at the Winter
Abby's
Olympics...
very excited about this.
...is the speed skate, which is always fun, because it's basically just people going really, really fast around track for 10 laps. And the huge uproar at this current speed skate was the men's event, in which... so it was between Canada, Ted Jan Blomen, and Norway, Sverre Lund Pedersen... butchered both names there, sorry. They had a photo finish, and Canada took the silver by 0.002 of a second.
Thousandths of a second.
It was a whisker. It must have just been the tiniest amount of blade. But who I feel sorry for is Sven Kramer, who won gold for the third time in a row, and nobody cares because of this other event that's happened like right behind him, where the fight over silver and bronze.
I mean, some people will care.
I mean, like people from, I think it's Denmark. I should know. I googled it. So I want to just say, on behalf of Extra Extra, well done, Sven. You did really good.
I mean, I watch these sports and it's just amazing to see people like at the top of their like physical ability and their like technical ability doing these things that... Like, I can barely walk, let alone skate. I tripped over today because the front part of my shoe hit part of the pavement before I was expecting it, and I nearly fell over.
And you were startled by this.
I was indeed. My point being, I couldn't do any of these sports.
No, like, two of the...
Maybe the luge.
Two of the snowboarders are 17, and they're, like, at the top of their game. Because apparently, there was a BBC article, they take more risks, whereas people who are older, which is basically, like, mid-20s, they don't take as many risks anymore because they're more likely to... They know where their injuries are.
Do you think I could get to a point where maybe I'm, like, 26, 27? Do you think I could pretend to be, like, an ex-snowboarder?
Yeah. No one will question it.
Sorted.
All you need is a sort of trophy that you can get engraved yourself, and then like a snowboard just like on your wall, and just be like, oh yeah, I went to the Olympics for that.
I like the idea of in like 10 years people coming up to me and asking me for stories about my eccentric youth, going, oh, that snowboard on the side of the wall, what's that about? And I tell them about my adventures at the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyongyang, and they say, oh, but more importantly, bottle of pesto on the mantelpiece. Well, there was once a guy called Elon Musk, who it turned out was really a man called Blake Dark, who'd been infatuated with me for many years, and together we branded a new form of pesto. And we called it Hey Pesto.
And then they'd be like, oh my god, that's you!
That's you,
oh,
that's you.
That's my brand of
you'll
pesto!
You'll of course remember the 2020 film version featuring Meryl Streep. She's very versatile.
Very. She played Elon Musk, it was amazing. Like, she really just sold that role. I completely believed it. The facial prosthetics alone won her. I'm pleased she got the Oscar for it.
Yeah, well deserved. And the fact that she took her shirt off at the Oscars to reveal Blake Dark underneath, amazing. Yeah. What a plot twist. I put in the description for Extra Extra last week that this was the news like you never heard it before. I think that might be our tagline. If we're going to like go full out on the branding, it really is an unorthodox look of the week.
I want this it on is a t-shirt.
Madness.
T-shirts and mugs coming soon.
Oh, yes.
The Extra Extra brand line. We're going to... Extra Extra shop is going live soon, people. Be excited.
And on the back of every T-shirt, there's a little magician.
With a little jar of pesto.
Hey, pesto. we've run out of time to play U-turn. So all that leaves me to do is say thank you to Abby for joining me once again. Well, actually, no. I think thank Abby for not only being with me, but also providing the content.
I would like
doing the research.
All the credit links, please.
All credits go to Abby, barring the creation of Hey Pesto, copyrighted Ella Vidrinska 2018.
And don't you forget it.
You've been listening to Extra Extra. We'll be back next week for an even more, probably unorthodox look at the news. That's it from us. Goodbye. You know that the speed skater who won gold?
Yeah, Sven.
Sven, yeah. Was it this guy?
Yeah.
He's from the Netherlands.
Oh, no. Sorry, Sven.
He's wearing so much orange.
He's won 3 times and I couldn't even get his nationality right.
He's wearing so much orange though, mate. Like, so much orange. If you asked me to name one thing about the Netherlands...
Orange.
It would be orange. Orange and windmills. I mean, obviously that'd be 2 things about the Netherlands. But orange would be up there.
I'm really sorry, Sven. Extra, extra formal apology. I want to apologise.
This came from you. You are the researcher, Abby.
Abigail Hausman, personal apology. Sven, the Netherlands, also Denmark. I'm really sorry about this.
He's Dutch.